Have you ever experienced a moment so perfectly timed, so precisely aligned with your deepest needs, that it seemed impossible to chalk up to mere chance? That job offer that arrived just when you needed direction, or the chance meeting with someone who changed everything? These aren't random occurrences. They're evidence of a responsive universe that mirrors our intentions and actions. In Living in Flow, physicist and musician Sky Nelson Isaacs bridges quantum physics with everyday experience to explain synchronicity, those meaningful coincidences that seem to guide our lives. The universe isn't simply friendly, hostile, or indifferent, it's responsive. When we align with circumstances, circumstances align with us. This creates a dynamic dance where our actions and the universe's responses co-create our reality. Life presents us with continuous streams of events punctuated by meaningful growth opportunities, or singular events, forks in the road where our choices significantly alter future paths. Consider Stephen Gertner's story. Contracting tuberculosis as a child in 1937 led him to a Swiss sanatorium rather than a German one, ultimately saving him from the Holocaust when Nazi troops invaded Prague just days after his mother retrieved him. Flow, as introduced by Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, is a state where balance, challenge, and skill create complete focus, integrating thinking and feeling. Nelson Isaacs expands this concept to include how external events meaningfully align with our internal states, a dance with life where control gives way to mutual creation with our environment. Nelson Isaacs connects Csikszentmihalyi's flow, aligning with circumstance, with Jung's synchronicity, circumstance aligning with us, as interdependent aspects of one phenomenon. This integration brings ease and joy even to high-stakes situations, allowing full engagement without attachment to outcomes. When we're in the zone, whether playing music, sports, or creating, that feeling of timelessness isn't just psychological. It's a relationship with a responsive universe, where external events mirror our internal states, creating an ongoing dialogue between our actions and the universe's response. How do we practically work with synchronicity in daily life? Nelson Isaacs offers the Lorax process. Listen for unexpected information from humble sources. Open your mind beyond automatic reactions. Reflect on the situation's potential meaning. Release your attachments to expectations. Act decisively once clarity emerges. And repeat X this cycle continuously. Being in flow doesn't mean passively following every whim. True flow is a middle path between rigidity and spontaneity, sometimes requiring us to push against resistance, other times to surrender. When Nelson Isaacs faced a contractor's mistake during home renovation, neither blindly trusting him nor micromanaging worked. He needed to find the balance of speaking up at the right moment while allowing the situation to unfold. Have you ever noticed how problems aren't obstacles to flow? They're essential for it. When something frustrating happens, like Nelson Isaacs' moving truck reservation falling through, pausing to apply Lorax often leads to better solutions. Flow isn't about avoiding difficulties, but confronting appropriate challenges with an open mind, asking, "How might this frustrating situation be helping me grow?" The most crucial message is simple: feel. While Western culture emphasizes emotional control, this approach has led to widespread depression, addiction, and violence. Navigating life's challenges requires heart-centered feeling rather than intellectual management. Our feelings are the interface between ourselves and the cosmos. When we take responsibility for them, the universe responds constructively through meaningful synchronicities. We exist in a sea of subconscious affect that attracts corresponding experiences. Unconscious emotions exert powerful influence beneath our awareness. Workplace studies show people become hostages to their emotions without realizing it. Even minor disappointments, mini deaths of hope, shift our emotional state invisibly, attracting experiences that mirror our inner state. The key isn't controlling emotions, but feeling them authentically. When we allow ourselves to fully experience our emotions, including difficult ones like grief and outrage, we develop the courage to live and speak truthfully. Symbolic momentum works like physical momentum. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. But rather than just being about physical objects, symbolic momentum builds as we get closer to meaningful outcomes on the tree of possibilities. When we move from point A to point B on this tree, we find ourselves surrounded by more apples, desired outcomes, than before. Consider this. After weeks of unsuccessfully trying to join one spiritual community's music program, Nelson Isaacs received an unexpected call from a different center offering him a music director position. This wasn't random chance, but symbolic momentum. By surrounding himself with apples representing musical involvement in a spiritual community, something like that was bound to happen. To experience more meaningful coincidences, we must provide the spark that makes synchronicity happen. Bold action creates an imbalance of possibilities, stacking the deck toward meaningful outcomes. Have you taken a bold action recently that opened up new possibilities? Yesterday's bold action becomes today's default pattern, which is why we need to continually push our boundaries to keep experiencing synchronicity. Nelson Isaacs grounds his theory in quantum physics, particularly focusing on how observation affects reality. Unlike classical physics, quantum mechanics shows that every measurement must consider the observer. There are two types of change in quantum mechanics: predictable unitary processes and unpredictable interactions with multiple possible outcomes. Classical physics describes reality as definite: things either exist or don't. Quantum mechanics introduces a third level, potentialities. An electron's spin isn't just up or down, but exists as unmeasured possibilities until observed. These potentialities aren't just abstract concepts, they're real enough to enable semiconductor technology. Light appears to be timeless, a concept that offers profound insights. According to Einstein's mathematics, if one could ride a light wave, both time and space would shrink to zero. This means events separated in our experience, like light leaving a star and entering your eye, are actually a single event from light's perspective. When we interact with light that has traveled millions of light years, its entire history becomes determined at that moment of observation. Living from the heart means creating a purposeful life that strings meaningful experiences into a coherent story. Rather than seeking the meaning of life, we create meaning through bold actions that reflect our authentic feelings. The process of stepping out of our comfort zone often feels threatening, trapping us between fear of humiliation and shame. The author discovered the lens of the heart, shifting focus from fear to love, dissolving anxiety about judgment. Your authentic self emerges as you unchoose habitual ego habits, imaginary fears distinct from useful ones that push us forward. By experimenting and noting when feared outcomes don't materialize, we can reprogram ourselves. Living in flow isn't about perfection, it's about presence and trust. When we approach life with wonder, we create an upward spiral between happiness and positive life outcomes. The cosmos offers abundant opportunities, like endless snowflakes, teaching us about impermanence and inviting us to dance with life rather than control it.